Hey, welcome back, peoples. Welcome back, welcome back. I know it's been a long time since I did this morning podcast. I've been sick for 2 weeks, and I wasn't able to do anything, but I'm just getting over this cold, so if you hear me coughing, it's not the weed, it's just me. Alright, but let me introduce myself again. How you doing, peoples? Welcome to another episode of The Blunt Truth. I'm your host, Full Circle 420. And today's topic, last time we was here, we had to chop it up, just, you know, talk about different things and stuff like that. But now, unfortunately, a friend of mine cannot join us for this podcast, so I have to do a solo one right now. But hopefully she'll be on next one. All right, so the topic is, the title of this episode is called Thoughts with Full Circle 420. Thoughts with Full Circle 420. While I sit here with y'all, smoke my ganja. Of course, people who's listening to the audio, to my podcast platforms, would not be able to see me smoking this joint. But you can hear it when I suck it in. What I yelling, exhale. So, this 2 weeks since I was sick, you know, I've been having a lot of thoughts and stuff like that. And also, when I was doing my 30-day water fast again, which I will be writing about. And, you know, I had thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Just thoughts about, you know, some trivial, you know, philosophy. Well, you know, my favorite thing is philosophy, though, you know what I'm saying? Especially when spoken to God, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been thinking about a lot of things in this earth and in this world and this universe, the world and the universe and how it operates and stuff like that. So, here's my thoughts. Here's a thought about the whole thing about, you know, people thinking that this person's better than this person. This person's better than that person. This person, I'm trying to compete with this person, this person, this person. I'm going to do everything I can to be successful in this world and all these other things. Which is good, though. Don't get me wrong. Because I'm trying to be one of those myself, though. You know what I'm saying? I play my part in the Matrix. As long as it exists. If it doesn't exist anymore, then, you know, it is what it is. But why was it Matrix, you know what I'm saying? We got millionaires, you know what I'm saying? We got the working class, the blue collar, and then we got the poor, whatever what poor is these days, though, you know what I'm saying? It's all in the state of mind. It's all about the choices you make and actions you follow with those choices. It also has everything to do with, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to take something that really has no value, but I'm going to put some value in it, though, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, then we had these kings and queens and prime ministers and emperors and all this sort of shit we had in the past, though, you know what I'm saying? However, I came to the conclusion that there is no one bigger than the next moment. You know why? Because everybody here is grains of sand. You ever go to a beach and you say, "Hey, look at that grain of sand." Well, no, wait, that grain of sand is bigger than that grain of sand. No, this grain of sand is bigger than this grain of sand. No, all you see is grains of sand. Nobody ever sees individual grains of sand, though. You know what I'm saying? Nobody does. Basically, you pick it up in your hand and you do all this shit, you know, build sand castles, all this shit, but you're not interested about the individual grain of sand, though. You see what I'm saying? Because if you take that, if you go close in to one grain of sand, then as soon as you get back, there's more grains of sand to go back. There's a bigger group of grains of sand to go back. And all you see, the farther you go out, all you see is a whole beach. It's part of every grain of sand is part of a whole beach. Not one's bigger than the other, and you cannot recognize the individual grain of sand from this one. So that's why I think about the people in this world that, you know, so people give these false titles that may think they have power, but there's one thing that these so-called powers, these so-called titles it will not stop the inevitable process of leaving these bodies, though. You know what I'm saying? You could be a king of the earth all you want to, but it's not going to prevent you from your end, though. Everybody got to meet their end, at least in these bodies, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to meet their end. But, you know, the difference between a CNO, a CEO, and a janitor is funeral plans. That's the only difference at the end of the day, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people could disagree with me, or they want to. But let's see. These past 3 years, you know, so people could drop life flies. It's just that simple. Like that. Like, unfortunately, we lost Betty White. I keep saying Barry White. Yeah, but we lost him too, unfortunately. Not the first 3 years, but, you know, earlier. But we lost Betty White, though, you know what I'm saying? Then we lost Louis Anderson, then we lost Meatloaf, then we lost Sandy Poitier. And these people have been around for years and years and years and years. You know what I'm saying? Good actors. Betty White, she was a shit. You know what I'm saying? She was. She was not afraid to show it. But even I have to admit at the end, but you know, even you have to admit at the end of the day, everybody goes. We don't know we're going to go. We just go. It's our time. It's inevitable. You know what I'm saying? We can wish a person a year to live forever, but that's not going to happen. That's never going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Everything on this earth has a limit, though. You know what I'm saying? Life, businesses, relationships, friendships, all that good stuff. We can be friends for years and years, but as soon as we leave, we gotta leave this body, so we gotta leave you behind until you come to join us. You know what I'm saying? So while you're here, live it up, baby. Live it up. Get as rich as you want to. Get married. Have a couple of people in your relationships. If that's your thing, though, you know what I'm saying? Do what it is, what you do. Because we do have some time. But, hell, we could live up to 200 years. That's still not even 1% of existence, though. You know what I'm saying? 1%, that's not even 1%. You can live a trillion years, that's still not 1% of existence, though. You know what I'm saying? As longer you live, though, everything expands, and everything keeps going and going and going into infancy. So, live it up, baby. Live it up. Other thoughts I had was the universe itself, though. You know what I'm saying? Here's what I think. Now, it's my opinion only. I mean, believe what you believe, but here's the thing, though. These religions, these systems, these religious institutions are figments of our imagination. So you mean to tell me, if it wasn't for people writing down and chiseling and all that good stuff, what if, you know what I'm saying? What if all the gods exist, though, like Zeus or Jupiter or all their mother, Jehovah, whatever, you know what I'm saying? What if all these things exist at one time or another, though, you know what I'm saying? What if... You know, I said this before, but what if all these gods we believe are just figments of something that's behind the curtain? Oz, the Wizard of Oz. Hey, do not pay attention to. Hey, get away from that place. Don't worry about the man behind the curtain, though. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about him. Don't worry behind the man behind the curtain. And you pull the curtain out, and all it is a man just, control you with the strings and have you puppets. Every god has a man. Every god has a human being behind it, though. You know what I'm saying? Every invention of God has a human being in front of it, though. You know what I'm saying? Listen to that to you again. Every deity has a man that's behind the curtain and controlling everything. And by man, I don't mean man as a species. I mean man as in male. I mean man as a species, though. You know what I'm saying? So, and since it's a figment of man's invention, maybe the people who control these guys, who create these guys, actually saw something that they would say, hey, that's something different, but it looks like it's from a different world, or it's a different universe or whatever, but they didn't know what the word universe at the time either. It's like, well, okay, so that's going to be something that we may want to look at and worship and stuff like that, because that's something we've never seen before. We never seen a flying animal or animal with a human head with a human body, though, you know what I'm saying? We never seen that. Or there are every religious symbol, right, are symbolisms of how to be, you know, one with the universe, though, you know what I'm saying? Like with the kinetics, aka Egyptians, create all these spiritual principles like Haru and Het Haru and, you know what I'm saying, Amon and Aset and all them. Basically, they put human bodies sometimes human heads with animal bodies or animal heads with human bodies. Basically, that's their saying, and say, hey, this is how you be one with this is a symbol of being one with the universe, though, you know what I'm saying? As above, so it's below type shit, though, you know? So that's something y'all need to think about, though, before anybody gets into these religions, traditions, and superstitions and try to diss everybody else's thought process, because the narrative doesn't meet what you say. So, you know, anybody can say, well, y'all got sort of truth. No, all y'all wrong. Oh, y'all wrong, because how dare you tell the next man that their belief system is not real? How dare you say, hey, like a Christian goes to a Muslim or something, like, hey, man, you should be believing that Muslim crap, that Islam crap, that ain't no God, that's a pagan. But if you come over here, we'll tell you about our God and our Jesus and our this and that and the other. And it's like, dude, we know everything about you, your God, your religion, whatever. And this so-called Jesus is a prophet. He's not some divine. He's not some divine entity. And was born out of. So what you say? You say God was born out of a human? Well, a God was a baby. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was hearing this one thing talking in a YouTube video talking about Buddha isn't real. Islam isn't real, something like that. He's one of the so-called, well, he says he's one of the so-called Christians, but he's no Christian I ever saw. But he's like, well, Buddha isn't real, which, by the way, the Buddha that the man they call the Buddha did actually exist at one time. And he wasn't he got fat over the years, but back in the day, he was like skinny as shit. Not skinny, but like, basically, they had a body of. They were skinny. He was skinny, but he had cuts. He didn't get fat at the end, though, you know what I'm saying? When he was a guru and shit like that. So they gave homage to him. So Buddha itself was a real person. It's been proven. So it's been proven. Oh, and by the way, Muhammad was actually a real person, but not the way they thought he was. He, you know, fly him in a spiritual. A donkey or something like that with wings, though, you know what I'm another thing. The reason why I know for a fact that, you know what I'm saying, I got a question. See, the Bible is a good book, but at the end of the day, that's what it is, a book. It has no power behind it. I'm sorry. I mean, it's good stories, and, you know, they touch some truths, but no. See, here's the thing. First, you know, when the New Testament came along, right? The so-called New Testament was just was supposed to be a continuation from the old, so-called Old New Testament. They say, well, you know, New Testament is a new Testament. Like, no, it's not. Nothing is new under the sun. Remember that? Nothing is new under the sun. You heard that in the New Testament. So how you gonna tell me there's a new covenant? That's not a new covenant. That's just an extended of the old covenant. That's it. That's all. There is no Jesus that can be saved the world and save everybody's sins, because that cancels out with the so-called prophet Ezekiel. And they got this with the Red Sea Scroll. And this is in the Ethiopian Bible, which is older than the actual, which is older than the so-called Bible they get with today, though. So that Ezekiel actually canceled this battle, bro. When he said, what did he say? Oh yeah. For people to reference Ezekiel 18:20. It says the father would not be responsible for the sins of the son. The son would not be responsible for the sins of the father. Esau dies iniquity. Meaning that if they did some shit, they on their own. Let's see, last time I checked, nobody's born, can be born for you. Nobody can die for you. You know what I'm saying? You on your own on everything, though. So the only way you can be saved from sin, which is something that you will have to do yourself. So that actually cancels out Jesus right there, though. You know what I'm saying? That just cancels that out. So sorry, people, just to let you know that nobody's coming to save you. Nobody can save you. Nobody can save you. Nobody can be born with you. Nobody can die for you. Nobody can do anything for you. Nobody can do anything for you that results in the permanence, though. You know what I'm saying? Just saying, man. I mean, hell, look at your so-called billionaires and millionaires. Nobody got rich for them, though. You know what I'm saying? They may got help, but they didn't do it for you, though. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, like, I got a question. If I get shot, would you die? If you get shot, would I die? No, you're going to die. Unless, you know, you survived, then that's something else. But, like, if anything you eat, I don't gain weight out of what you eat. You gain everything but you eat. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's a crackhead for you. Nobody's picking on the pipe. And if they smoke crack, are you gonna get high? No. Like, I'm sitting here right now smoking this joint. Nobody's getting high for me. Nobody else can feel that but me. You know what I'm saying? So, and that in mind, how can somebody die for their skin, for their sins, for you? No, you know what I'm saying? How can somebody else die for your sins? That's impossible. It can't happen. It can't happen at all. I mean, I wish that could happen. I wish somebody could take the charge from me, though, you know what I'm saying? But any intelligent person would not take the charge for another motherfucker, because you want to prove that you're real. But yeah, you real, all right. Real stupid if you take somebody else's charge. I don't care, they blind, deaf, dumb, criminal, crazy. I ain't taking nobody else's shit. Mm-mm. So I never take responsibility for somebody else's fuck ups. I would never do that in life, ever. I don't care, see, man. Hey, nah, I am not serving no time for you, young lady. I don't care if it's my wife, my daughter, whatever. Nah, you did that shit. You gonna serve your own fucking time. I ain't serving shit, yo. Sorry. Everybody's responsible for their own actions, especially now when they be old enough to be have an understanding what the situation is and what the consequences behind those choices. Though, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's responsible for that shit, though, man. There's no excuse, man. I think that's what we miss. I think that's what we're missing over the years. Nobody wants to take responsibility for their own fucking actions, though. It's always, well, even this even happened back in the 90s. Yeah, it was back in the 80s. Well, when I listen to heavy metal, I just get these demonic thoughts, and I want to go out and kill a bunch of people. No, motherfucker. You want to go out and kill hundreds of people. That's just a song, man, that can be easily turned off if it's bothering you like that. If it's something that's bothering me or something that I don't like, I don't listen to that shit. What the fuck is up that? Like, I didn't go around. Back in the day, I listened to Tupac a lot, though. I didn't go around with a bandana in my head, talking about with a thug life on my chest, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I wasn't no gangster rapper from no, I wasn't one of those motherfuckers from Mitsuit Society. That's just acting right there. I mean, life does imitate the art, though, but I ain't do that none of that bullshit. Like, man, I'm gonna be hard, I'm gonna be a gangster, I'm gonna go out and kill a bunch of people for no goddamn reason whatsoever. Fuck out of here. Well, I mean, they didn't have a reason. They shot the cousin, and I'm in society. But still, I mean, if a person never did it to me, y'all, because they wearing a different color than me, man, fuck that shit. I ain't doing that bullshit. I'm not made for prison. I'm going to tell you that shit straight up, man. Well, maybe one of those minimum security club ed type prisons, but nah, I ain't, hell no. Dude, I already don't like the law as it is. Why the fuck I want them motherfuckers in my life? I don't give a fuck about the police. I don't give a fuck about the president, the vice president, all them other people. Because what's crazy is they break the same laws they create. But then again, you got shit voting for shit. You see the people you vote for is out the same pool as you. All these people were born and, you know, born out woman just like you, me, whatever, though. You know what I'm saying? They're not anything special. And last time I checked, when you hire somebody, they work for you. You don't work for them. And why are we allowing these people do laws and make laws and stuff like that? Do they not realize if it wasn't for our tax dollars, they would not get paid at all? Do they not realize? Do they not? Is that we need to remind them of that, though. That's not your military. That's our military. Our money paid for that shit. Every gun, every uniform, every base, everything that's on this fucking, every military installation that's on this earth, we pay for it. Not you. We pay for it. That's our money that was going, that's our money that I paid for that, not yours. So they got some, the government got some arrogance about this. Like, who are you? You have to answer every question we ask because you work for us. You was voted in. You're a welfare recipient. You get free money, literally. And you don't do shit. Our tax dollars is paying your salary. And you don't pay taxes, so you don't contribute to society. You're a fucking welfare recipient. Fuck you. Especially the old girl that's trying to make fun of Elon Musk talking about, well, that freeloader paid rent, paid taxes. It's like, dude, he is paying over 50% of taxes, yo. What the fuck? How many checks you pay? None at all. So shut up, welfare recipient. Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about, man. Like, dude, these government officials got a lot of balls on them, man. Dude, if we wanted to, we could take back this country and make the laws, though, especially given legalizing weed in federal, because what the fuck is the point now of being illegal? Like, what the fuck is the point of marijuana being illegal? Even when it was fully illegal in the whole United States, no legalized states, we still managed to get marijuana. Could it be that no drug deal is that good unless they announce this as an inside job? Dude, let me tell you something. The United States government is a bunch of fucking hypocrites. Here's why, though, right? The same companies talking about, well, we got to fight this war on drugs, this, that, and the other, was the same motherfuckers was helping them bringing that shit in back to this country. I said that shit back in high school. Motherfuckers didn't believe me. Motherfuckers thought, you know, oh, that didn't happen. Dude, I never trusted the fucking United States government, though. You know what I'm saying? I never trusted the motherfuckers, though. Because, in fact, the matter is, I knew they were full of shit, especially when they talk about the stupid-ass debt. Who the hell are we in debt with? I need to know. I need to see some receipts. I need to see some booking slips. I need to see calculations. I need to see everything that says something that we are in debt. If you cannot show us, it doesn't exist. Exactly. You got to show us or it doesn't exist. So I say, fuck you. I won't pay taxes ever again. Shit. This is our taxes. They're paying you. You're not doing your motherfucking job. You're not doing what we ask. So therefore, since y'all motherfuckers don't want to work for us, fuck y'all. We should not pay taxes at all. Seriously, they cannot arrest over 300 million motherfuckers. There's not enough jails in the United States to put that many in. So, my thing is, and this is another thought, my thing is, we should not pay, nobody in the United States should ever pay taxes ever again, man. Try it for 1 year. Everybody who can do it, claim exempt for 1 year. And I bet you this country would go down faster than a goddamn porn star in a BBC movie. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, though, man, this government fucking sucks, though, man. I don't give a fuck what nobody's saying, man. This country's never been right. But then again, look how it started, though. You really think you could start devilish and try to get, you gonna get heaven? You start this company, you started this country hellish. Well, you really think you're gonna go get to heaven? Shit, nothing that was, let me tell you something, man. There isn't anything that was achieved by force that ever survived. Think about all the empires that disappeared and got knocked the fuck out, though. You know what I'm saying? There was the Canaanite Empire, the Egyptian Empire, There was the Mongolian Empire. There was the Roman Empire. There was the Third Reich. And you know what I'm saying? Nazi Germany. All these motherfuckers did shit by force, and the shit did not survive. That's why King Long Jin, whatever the fuck his name is, from Korea, he might be dead next year, though. Tell you straight. Maybe later this year. One thing they don't show is the people got thoughts like, no, we really got to kill this motherfucker, man, for real. See, if the whole country turns against you, you in deep shit, man, because if the whole country turns against you, man, say, you know you fucked up. You have no chance of surviving whatsoever, yo. You know what I'm saying? None at all. You have no chance of surviving at all. Seriously, people will overthrow their peoples, though. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because we get sick of your shit. That's my one of my favorite strand, Girl Scout cookie. One of my favorite friends. My favorite ones, anyway. Okay, before we get started again, excuse my hair. I give a little shout out to our sponsors at the Traveling Vegan Canon website. First one, First Lady of the West Coast with her Black Girl Magic OG symbol right here. You know what I'm saying? Remember, if it's not Black Girl Magic, it's definitely not an OG. That's one. And then we got, I mean, I've used this before, but I'm probably sure one of my videos, but I'm gonna show it again just in case. This is from the bitchy hippie. So, you know, so this is the whole flower CBD restoring honey mask. So, you know what I'm saying? It's made out of hella love. Oh, that's, I like that. Local raw honey, almond beer juice, vegetable, lights. Okay, cool. I like that. And various other ingredients, though, man. It's very good. I've used this myself. What you do is you damp your face. You know, so I damp my face with high top. You know what I'm saying? Or I wait till I get out the shower when my face is still. Then I dry it off and, you know, put the mask on, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this good shit right here, man. It's actually cleaning up my skin. This one, the other one I use, too. The one up there is the one, too. Yes, it's actually cooling my skin, though. You know what I'm saying? I actually look a good-looking version of my age, though. Yeah, but check her out. You can find her on Instagram and all that good stuff. So check her out. Remember, you don't have to be bitchy to be hippie. You don't have to be hippie to be bitchy. Okay. And then we got these jars here from Canada Jars ATL, though, you know what I'm saying? It's their car right here, though, you know what I'm saying? You can find them on Instagram at Canada Jars ATL. And you can find them on Facebook, Canada Jars ATL. And also, if you have a QC scanner, a QR scanner, you can actually, you know, use the scanner to, you know, receive more information about the company and how they do their custom jars here, though. But this one, it's a symbol of the Traveling Vegan Canon website. And my name on there, Full Circle 420. I think I showed somebody this before, but I'm going to check again because, you know, I use these. Oh, also, I make my own tinctures as well. Now, this tincture was made with pure indica, though, because usually I use that or a hybrid with a indica dominant in it, though, you know what I'm saying, to help fall asleep, to help relax my body and all that good stuff. Now, a jar like this, a friend of mine and I, we made this tincture. What we did was we fermented it for 6 months, though, you know what I'm saying, with the Everclear, with the weed in it, we tightly sealed it for over 6 months, and then when we pulled it out, this shit is strong as hell. Now, if I was to sell this whole jar of tincture, this jar would run you $80 because it has more than enough drops that you don't have to, you know, need more in one. You can't do all this in one day unless you plan on sleep for a whole week, though, you know, so every 2 weeks. I take two drops of this, I fall asleep like that, though, you know what I'm saying? You can also put in your food, you know what I'm saying? You know, one or two drops for your food, you know, you open it, you squeeze, this comes in like in a squeeze tube, you know, something like that. And then you drop in your food and you'll be set, though. It'll last for up to 8 hours. Drop this on your tongue, goes directly to your bloodstream. Now, if you put in your food, it will metabolize in your liver. And it will last for like up to 8 hours, though, you know what I'm saying? That's the best, though, you know what I'm So that's the best. But yeah, I use that tincture to, especially on Fridays when I don't want to get off of work. You know what I'm saying? Friday, I don't have to work for Saturday and Sunday. I take a douche off of my tongue. I play a video game. Or until I get tired, then I stop playing and I go to bed, though. You know what I'm saying? But even if I take this, I still can't sleep more than 6 hours, though. So that's crazy. That's strong. All right. Back to the story of hate. All right. So that's thoughts what I had, though. You know what I'm saying? So I have, like I said, I have these thoughts for, like, you know, they just come to me or you know, I'd be thinking about something, I'd be inter dialogue, you know, saying, you know, so like, man, you know, I never heard you talk about like that. Yeah, I never thought about that. But, you know what I'm saying, I sit here and do a lot of thoughts. Like, for instance, man, just why not just make cannabis legal in the United States? Please, just do it. Because you're going to, any president has not done it is going to be a loser. Because you're missing all that mint money, man, all this money on the plate, and you're like, man, I don't want it no more. We're doing fine here, dude. Of course, y'all been doing fine. Y'all been selling the drugs too for years. And then you're going to say, we're trying to keep the company safe. Try to keep the country safe, but yet you blame the like, same shit in that you trying to illegalize. Yeah, can you say hypocrite, contradiction, all that good shit? Oh, and by the way, anybody don't know, the United States owns the patent for marijuana in the United States. Maybe that's why they didn't want to legalize federal. Oops, I shouldn't have said something, but you know what? Y'all know about it anyway, shit. All you gotta do is Google the shit, man. It's right there, though. And the last time they renewed their patent was 2019. You know, those patents run every four to five years. Just saying. Because it can't be a lifetime a patent because simple fact of the matter is, marijuana is a plant; could be grown anywhere. How you gonna forever own it though? You can't own something that's been around literally forever though. You know what I'm saying? Over 70 million years to be exact. It was cultivated over 20,000 years ago. So yeah. So if they know everything, they were smoking weed, mushrooms, all this shit, without having to worry about, oh, am I doing something illegal? Nobody gave a fuck. Shit. Hell, Rome was like one of their biggest opium users in this motherfucker, though, man. They smoke, and they actually had weed there too back in the day. They was using that shit. Yeah, they was using that shit too, man. Don't get fooled, dude. Marijuana is not a modern day thing, man. It's been around for fucking. It's been around before human beings, though. Some shit. So how the fuck can you test? How the fuck can you say, well, this is illegal? You can't determine that, though. I'm sorry. That's not. You have no. Whose permission did you get to say? I wonder whose permission did they get to say, well, we're going to just legalize this plan federally. Okay, we're just going to legalize it. What if I gave you that authority? We didn't give you that authority. We gave you the authority to run a country, not the fucking land, though. You know what I'm saying? The country could go, but the land's forever. You know what I'm saying? So, who the fuck are you to tell me what I can't do? Dude, seriously, man. I'd be like, I'm gonna stop saying that too on my video. But seriously, they get on my damn nerves, especially old man Joe and his caretaker Kamala. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm just joking, though, man. But you know, it is what it is, man. This is what y'all want. This is what y'all accept. This is what y'all get. So don't fucking complain about it, though. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. anybody who votes cannot fucking complain about this shit, shit that's going on in the country. Because you voted for it, especially the motherfuckers who voted for Joe Biden. You voted for him, so you got exactly what you got exactly what you wanted. But now you want to complain. Now you want to complain because he ain't doing what he said he was going to do. He didn't say all those so-called Democrats. I'm telling you, this is how they get you, though. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole con, though. Especially to a certain people. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to tell you no certain people, but you should know. They've been fucking everybody for years. But we see the cooling blue symbol be like, "They're our fans." They've never been my motherfucking friends. I never knew nothing about them. And come think of it, if I'm not mistaken, the people that was against slavery were Republican. You know what? I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there, man. But let's just say the people who was against slavery, they weren't Democrats. I'll tell you that much. But I'm just saying, man. Like, I'm really beginning to think. Yeah, you know what? After the election, all the motherfucking shit this motherfucker has not done so far, I begin to believe that they got this motherfucker in prison street under false pretense. I'm thinking this now, man, for real. I'm beginning to think that's actually true now. Because this is what you voted. This is what you got. You know what I'm saying? This is what you got. Sorry. This is what you got. Congratulations. You played yourself. Yo, old man Joe and his caretaker. Kamala. But this is what you got. So enjoy yourself. Congratulations. Played yourself. But yeah. But you know, they're just legal. Man, they just need to legalize marijuana though, because let me tell you something, man. I'm gonna tell y'all a secret. In order, like I seen motherfuckers overdose cocaine, meth, Molly, whatever the fuck that shit is, ecstasy. They didn't have Flocka back in those days, but they did have what's that shit called? Tie sticks. Yeah, that's it. Tie sticks. Or burners. Or wicked ones. Or what the fuck they call them shit? Oh, the wet wets. Basically, it's a cigarette or a joint dipped in a bombing fluid, dried, and smoked. It's supposed to boost their high, but yet they're killing themselves because that shit's used to preserve dead bodies. Why the fuck you want to smoke something that preserves dead bodies? Those are drugs. Those motherfuckers should be gone. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I put it like this. The only real medication that cocaine do, they can raise the blood pressure to somebody who has a definitely low blood pressure. It actually can grow your muscles too, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy because you're burning all that fat on the muscle, so you actually look kind of buff there, but it's not a good thing though. But if you become an addict, you know what I'm saying? That shit's gonna eat your ass up, meth, and all this other dumb shit though, you know what I'm saying? But weed? What do we do? How many cuckoo bugs do you see in weed? Weed users. How many motherfuckers got missing teeth? Looking like somebody's cousin brother. How many motherfuckers you see that smoke marijuana? You know, sucking dick. Sucking dick in the corner. How many many people you see smoking weed? I mean, there's probably girls that did, you know, fuck for weed though, but not like, you know, they're not prostitutes, you know what I'm saying? They're not stealing their baby's Panthers and no shit like that for weed. They ain't doing the shakes when they don't get, when they don't, come on, man, I'm sick, man, come on, man, come on, baby, come on. Let me get some of that, man, I'm hurt. Baby, I'm hurting. You don't see nobody doing that shit no fucking weed, dude. Fuck out of here. Oh, and by the way, it is virtually impossible, impossible to overdose on marijuana. For one, your lungs don't have that much capacity to even think about smoking that much weed, though. You know what I'm saying? You, one person, well, in order to do a overdose on marijuana, one person has to smoke 1,500 pounds in one day. That's what you get. Smoke all 1,500 pounds in one day. And maybe, just maybe, you'll get a slight overdose, but nothing to kill you. You're just going to be high for fucking till the motherfucking world ends, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think you'll die. You'll choke. Now, fuck that. You'll die, man. Because, like I said, our lungs don't have that kind of capacity to be smoking 1,500 pounds in one day. I can maybe do an ounce, maybe half an ounce. But 1,500 pounds, that's damn near a ton. Hell, 500 more pounds is a fucking ton. Hell no. You know how big a ton is if it has something to do with marijuana? Do you know how big a fucking 1,500 pounds is? 1,500 pounds of marijuana could fit this whole, my whole fucking bedroom and the fucking part of the living room at the same time, though, dude. Come on, man. Nobody can smoke that much one day. It may take 100,000 days, but not one day, though. You know what I'm saying? So I'm still thinking, what is the big deal for marijuana? It actually helps people with cancer. It actually helps people with their even eating disorders. It actually helps people with arthritis, it actually helps with they have anxiety. They have they have headaches though. You know what I'm saying? Your back hurts, your arm hurts, and stuff like that. You got stress weed for that one too. Not the ones with TNA, but you know, CBD, THC, Delta A, CBW, other strands, and all that stuff like that. Because that has a major, cannabinoid system, which helps bind the neurons that can be created daily. That shit bunts those up to other neurons. And it's the building block for the central nervous system. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what weed does, which, I mean, some people, I mean, it's not their thing. That's fine, whatever. But did you ever thought about why certain people get arthritis and back issues and Alzheimer's disease and, you know what I'm saying, dementia and all this stuff, because that protecting way that was about to make it's not disintegrated. Why? Because people was not supplying their cannabinoid system in order to buy those new neurons and keep and protect that protection, make that protection stronger. But it didn't happen though, you know what I'm saying? So that's why. And I'm telling you, I've been doing research like this for over three years now though, you know what I'm saying? Well, pretty much all my life, really, but, I just got to it, 3 years ago, but I'm telling you, especially since I've been right for the Traveling Vegan Cannabis website, ever since I've been, doing these podcasts and doing my YouTube video, you know what I'm saying? Oh, and also, I graduated from the Cannabis Training University, too, got a little certificate and everything. It was so easy, because, it's something I'm interested in, though. That's the thing, that's why it's so easy for me. And plus, they let you take the test over and over and over and over and over again. You know, do all the videos, you can do the videos over and over and over again. you know, have a better understanding. You also got like PDF, PDFs, so like 500 plus pages with people who's experts in marijuana, growing, cultivating a business, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And you can, you know, do that. They have it now for $247. It used to be $596. But, you know, fortunately, I got the $246, so I was good there. I just love to get that out. But anyways, seriously, I learned so much shit about marijuana. I learned so much shit, so much shit about marijuana. It's pitiful, though, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, dude, I mean, what weed do you want to? They hella better than, I put it like this. Weed is a hell of a lot better than tobacco. Tobacco has zero medicinal purposes. Zero, nada, zilch when it comes to medicinal purposes. Tobacco has none. Because even gets a Surgeon General's warning talking about smoking cigarettes can cause emphysema, lung cancer, and it's also dangerous for those who are pregnant, or secondhand smoke. I'm like, dude, it basically said don't do this because it will kill you. But you do it anyway. I mean, the same reason why I did it, so you know what I'm saying. This is talking about smoke weed and cigarettes. This is something I just smoked just cigarettes. I kicked that fucking habit almost 12 years ago. I don't smoke anything when it comes to tobacco. Not a goddamn thing. No tobacco. I ain't gonna be walking around with the motherfucking holes in my throat and talking like, Hell no, man. I'm not going out like that. Also, I never liked chewing tobacco, dude. That's a tobacco edible, man. What? Oh, that's just gross. You know what's another tobacco edible? Nicotine gum. Yes, nicotine gum is a tobacco edible. You don't see nobody around here making tobacco edibles. Man, if I ever taste a cookie with tobacco in it, man, I'm throwing that bullshit. I'm throwing that bullshit out. Man, what the fuck is it? Seriously, a tobacco edible. Nobody's making those. So I don't see. I don't hear nobody saying, "Well, this body is infused with Kool's Mentos." Nobody is doing that. That would be so damn disgusting. Nobody's doing that. That would be gross, though. For real, that would be gross. I'm just saying that would be gross as hell. Seriously, just legalize marijuana, dude. Just do it. It's not really hurting. It's actually helping. And the people who smoke weed young person, now they have all the access to weed they want to if they have like medical conditions. Recreation, you still got to be 21 years old. And if you're under 18, you can only have CBD products. You know what I'm saying? Because they have little to no THC in it, so it won't get you high, but it will relax you. Know? Any CBD cannabinoid that's CBDs. And all day with no marijuana in it, that's all you. If you're under 18. 18 and up, you guys should get the THC. But I hate to say this, people, but I'm going to say it straight truth. THC is not king shit anymore, yo, for real. THC is not king shit. I mean, everybody still like it, but it's not the only cannabinoid now. We now discovered that's over 110. There's 110 cannabinoids in one plant alone. So we still trying to find them all, like Pikachu, like Pokemon, like Pikachu, like a small. But I'm just saying, though, that's what we discovered. But look, I'm saying, I'd rather anybody smoke weed than tobacco, man. Tobacco is some bullshit. I'm serious, man. If I own a business, I would not do any drug testing. You know why? Because I'm hiring you to do a job. I give no shit what you do behind your outside the job. You can do whatever you want. If you want to smoke weed the size of the Titanic, go right ahead. If you want to smoke a blunt the size of a 57 Chevy with a wide back, go right ahead. If you want to do edibles, if you want to do 100 edibles, if you want to do 100 edibles in 1 hour, go ahead. No. No, I don't. You can tell me, but I really don't care because that's on your time. And, I would not do drug tests because whatever you do after work, that's what you do. But just don't bring that shit in the N-word. You know what I'm saying? In the N-word. Don't be, have your cocaine sniffing bottles or where the fuck. There would be no meth addicts in this motherfucker. I mean, I'm not gonna trust you, but dude, I could tell signs of meth addicts. Yo, motherfucker, front TV looking like a dilapidated vampire. Not this shit, though, you know what I'm saying? A dilapidated vampire. You know what I'm saying? But, that's what I would do, though. Because, like I said, when it comes to weed, dude, if you really want to be real, we would actually make jobs a hell of a lot better. I ain't talking about those dangerous jobs, you can smoke weed afterwards, but I don't reckon you smoke weed while you have a blowtouch or a knife in your hand, or you have about over 3,000 pound truck and shit like that. Don't do that. But after you do your business and get done, light it up if you want to, though, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Well, not if you're a CDL driver, because of credit matters, you get tested randomly, so you cannot do that shit. You can drink, you smoke CBD, but no THC for you. You don't want to lose that job. CDL drivers on the shit, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for them, we would not even have the shit in the stores. So, respect. So, you know what I'm saying? I think about these things a lot, though. That's why I said this is the first episode of Dark Thoughts with Full Circle 420. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's about that time, peoples. I have to end this podcast. But those who will be watching to my YouTube channel, please like and subscribe and push the button and, comment if you want to. Let's talk about it. And also, please subscribe to the Traveling Vegan Cannabis website. Traveling Vegan Cannabis website with more more education and informative articles, promos, and writing services, and much, much more. Oh, and products too. We got products, though. We got t-shirts. We got 420 t-shirts, bracelets, mask with the cannabis meeting, with the Traveling Vegan Cannabis website, site and symbol. You know what I'm saying? And you can go to our, you can see who our sponsors are, you know what I'm saying? All right, people, like I said, shout out to our first lady of the West Coast, Kenneman Drives, ATM, and the bitchy hippie, though, you know what I'm saying? All right, people, next time, I have my friend or somebody come with me, do the podcast with me, talk, shoot the shit, though, you know what I'm saying? Also, a friend of mine actually gave me an idea to do a section called conversations with Full Circle. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably invite people over, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk about a subject, any subject you want to, doesn't really matter. No subject is too taboo, no offenses taken, you know what I'm saying? Because this is the blunt truth. So, if everything is an objective truth, I want to hear that. If everything you have is an objective truth, I definitely want to hear that as well. So, yes, conversations with Full Circle. I will be, I will have a tape before. Sometimes it may be solo, maybe sometimes, hopefully, I get somebody over, I get their link, and, you know, something like that. And I'll send a link over to they have Facebook where they got Instagram, and I can do that as well. And, I'll come over and have a conversation, though. Or I might just do like episodes on my Instagram, though, and then load those up on YouTube, though, you know what I'm saying? All right. Well, peoples, I thank you for your time.